I want to talk about agape today. Agape is the Greek word for God kind of love, or the God kind of love. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we look at your word, we are blessed, we are edified, we are built up. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, there are different definitions and expressions for love. Everybody seems to know something about love. I'm telling you, when I was 12 years old, I believed I knew everything about love. Some of us were like that. When we were 13, you believe that you can actually marry. You can actually find a lady, tell her you love her, and you mean it. Don't slam me, you're a part of us. How many of you actually had somebody? Don't raise your hand, because all of us were in the same boat. When you were 13, there was somebody you saw, and you said, I will marry this person. I love this person. I will marry this person. Whether as a guy to the girl or the girl to the guy. Then 10 years later, you saw the person and you were like, wow. So, this was the person I said that I must marry this person. How come? Like, what was wrong with me? Have you been there before? Met that old secondary schoolmate or classmate and you're like, wow, I was so wrong. And so, we believe we know what love is. And the reason it is so because, listen, we are made from the fabric of love. Let me tell you something. Every person you see on the earth today, apart from rape cases, are you with me? Every person you see on the earth today is the result of somebody telling another person, I love you. Did you hear what I just said? Every person you see on the earth today is the result of one person telling somebody else, I love you. So we are made from the fabric of love. That's why, see, once you bring up love subject, the person I was sleeping in church will wake up. Are you with me? People who are already married, they like hearing about dating. People who are not even ready to marry, they want to hear about it. But today we want to begin from the God kind of love. Because you see, love originates from God. He's the author of it. If there's anyone that should tell us about love, it is God. Praise the Lord. So like I was saying, everybody has one view there concerning love. But the word of God is called a mirror for a reason. It's because you can look at the mirror and rearrange your views. No matter what you think you are doing on your own, without a mirror, you can actually disfigure your face. If you are a makeup artist and you think you are doing something nice, praise the Lord. You can dress, oh my God. I remember times when I've dressed and in my mind, without a mirror, I noted this tie very well. When I saw what I noted, I said, God, I beg. So the word of God is called a mirror because it helps us rearrange ourselves. It helps us adjust our view to things. It helps us put ourselves in the right order. Praise the Lord. And there are three verses I want us to look at quickly on this subject because listening. See, how many of you have this feeling? Some of you know what I'm talking about. When it comes to, if we are talking about the fire of the Holy Ghost and the move of the Spirit, signs and wonders, or the blessings of God, it looks like a serious subject, right? But when the pastor comes and says, today we want to talk about love, you're like, let's just manage this one. It's not so serious, but let's just listen. Who knows what I'm talking about? I used to be there when I started growing spiritually, and I liked prayer. Zapakata, Emataya, Pakoria. Then I will come for a service. Say, today we're talking about the love of God. I'm like, hey, love of God? Love. How can we talk about love when there's people need to be on fire? I grew up to find out that it was me that was immature. Because there are verses in the Bible that when you see, they should shake you. I'm telling you. There are verses in the Bible that if you look at it, the way it's written verbatim. No, it should get you thinking. So the first thing I want you to see is 1 Corinthians 13. All our brethren in New Breed Lagos Church, New Breed Lagos Agege Church, because New Breed Lekki is about to open too. Amen. Lagos, Abuja, Lekki, United Kingdom. Amen. Just follow. Amen. 1 Corinthians 13 from verse 13. It says, Now abideth faith, hope, charity. Now, King James translates love as charity. Dude, I have a problem with that. And many other Bible scholars have a problem with that because in our today's definition of charity, charity does not mean what it was there. Charity means free will benevolence to mankind. Are you with me? So that's why every company at the end of the year, they do what they call their corporate social responsibility or charitable services. So somebody can do something charitable does not mean he has love in his heart. Somebody contesting for a political position can come to this entire street and share a bag of rice to everybody. That does not mean he has love in his heart. He may just be charitable. And many times, it's because he wants to gain something. Are you with me? So, every time you see charity, put it love. The actual word there, the actual Greek word there is agape, meaning the God kind of love or God's love. They are now abided faith, hope, love. These three. But the greatest of these is love. The greatest of these is... You know, we learned about faith in January. But he's telling you here that love is greater than faith. This is serious. Love is greater than faith. If you want to put it on a scale, love is greater. The second verse I want you to see is John chapter 13 verse 35. You know, there is human love, there is brotherly love, there is sexual love, but there is the God kind of love. And that love, God's kind of love, is the one that gave birth to all the others. Amen. So all the others are important. They have their place. But it is only the God kind of love that knows how, that will teach us how to apply them. Praise the Lord. John chapter 13 verse 35. Now I want everybody to read it with a loud voice. 1, 2, 3. Read it loud and clear. 1, 2, 3, go. Hey, God. Read it for the last time with a louder voice. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. Can you imagine? Hey, God. I don't know what crosses your mind when you see things like this. But he's saying, by this shall all men know you are my disciples. As important as praying in tongues is. That he didn't mention that. You know, praying in tongues is very important. If you don't know that, you need to go to discipleship class in New Breed and prepare for me. It's very, very important. But look at what he said. He says, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. And if you study the history of the church, one of the very things that shook the Roman Empire about the church was that they discovered Christians were persecuted or arrested. Many other Christians came to spend time with them in the prison. That's what history says. That it was so serious and strong that even many of the political leaders in Rome got converted. That there was even a time where they would arrest Christians. Other Christians would come and say, arrest us too. I'm telling you. No wonder the gospel prevailed. Because, you see, they saw a love that was not common to human knowledge. Are you with me? The natural man is fallen and selfish and wicked. Thinks about himself and himself alone. Have you ever been in a situation where you went for a program and you met someone and you've not met the person before, but you met the person in that program? Or let's say a business function or a market function or something like that. And then you started gisting with the person. And you now thought you had a friend with this person. Are you with me? Then you now said, let me just go somewhere. Keep my bag for me. And you left. You came back in 5 minutes. The person walked out, forgot your bag. Left your phone. If it has happened to you before. Or after the program, you are waiting to see the person. Or maybe you're waiting to just hang out with the person a little bit before you go to. The person had gone and forgot that he bonded with you. Has that happened to you before? That's human nature. They can slay you without warning. They can disappoint you. I remember, hey Jesus, 2 years ago, you know, there was a time I wanted to buy these chairs, colored chairs for church. And so, people can remember. We got in contact with a man in Port Harcourt, found his shop. So, okay, sir, we want to buy chairs. He said, no problem. Church, nah, church, no problem. I'm a Christian. I fear God. He said, the chairs are not ready now. Just send us the money. We will deliver the chairs to you. We are still waiting for the chairs. It is 2 years. The chairs have not landed. 2 years. Not only did the line stop working, the shop closed. Like, disappeared. You need to see the way this man was preaching. He says, by this shall all men know. Are you what I'm saying? Maybe one of the reasons why Christianity has not been effective as it ought to be is because Satan, let me tell you the truth, it is Satan. Satan has devised a way to make it look like walking in love as a Christian is not worth it. And I'm here to tell you that it is a lie. Praise the Lord. Tell your neighbor, I will walk in love. Oh my God. He says, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye love. He's not even talking about loving the world now. If ye love one to another. So we've called this teaching series Love Revolution because I want to see a love revolution in this church. Let me tell you, we come every year, not just New Breed, other ministries everywhere around the world, talking about marriages, problems in marriages. Let me tell you, how can people see, as a Christian to another Christian, there's a level of love, there's a standard for love, how much more your spouse? If you have not learned to love your brother in Christ with the standard that the Bible teaches, your spouse, you don't know what you're talking about. That means the love between husband and wife is supposed to be so high that to be the least. Check the Bible. How many times were they solving marital issues? Because the Bible says in the last days, men will be lovers of themselves. I always say it and I keep saying it. People are too selfish to be married.
Did you hear what I said?
There are so many people, they are too selfish to be married.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. I've also discovered that many people that struggle in church relationship is love related. Many of them is not power related. Are you hear what I'm saying? Many people that left churches, many people that left, that struggle with their faith, their Christianity. For many of them, it was love related, not power related. Not anointing related. Are you getting what I'm saying? I'm not saying anointing is not important. It is important. But let me say it. Anointing without love can be annoyance. I wrote a tweet on X some days ago. I said, the truth becomes hardened without love. And love becomes softened without truth. Did you hear what I said? If you say the truth and the truth is not coated with love, it can be so hard. Somebody can know it's the truth yet reject it. Have you been there before? Say, I know I'm wrong, but why will you talk to me like that? Have you seen something like that? I know I'm at fault, but why will you talk to me like that? So there is truth, but love may be missing. Like I always tell my people, I say sometimes you can be logically correct, but emotionally wrong. Praise God. And the final verse I want you to see on this introduction to this series, 1 John chapter 4 verse 7, everybody, 1, 2, 3, go. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. Ah, pause. That one, I don't know what it does to you, but it used to pierce me. Let us love one another, for love is of God. Love is not of the devil. Love is not the devil's idea. It's God's idea. Are you with me? Ah! I remember when I knew that this thing was very serious, was when I used to hold a student syndicate those days in the university. And one day, we had a program and somebody walked up to me and said, David, I've never heard you preach about love, but I noticed something about you. He said, the way you talk to somebody and invite somebody for service, for this meeting, it's almost, you'll be feeling bad to say no. Who has had that experience before? Why are you not around? The love inside, liquid love will pierce you. How are, there's way I will ask you, how are you? You must be fine. Are you following me? For love is of God. No, I am my beloved wife, you know. One day she told me something. She said, sometimes the way you look at me, the look used to enter. I said, I will look at you again. For love is of God. That means, spiritual men supposed to love more than others. We are supposed to be the real chief landlords in love. Amen. I hope I'm not speaking in parables. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. Look at this. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. That means it's a conundrum for you to be a prayer mantis and a quarrel master. It's a problem. It's a dichotomy. Oh! For you to be a prayer, oh my God, I will pray. To be a prayer fire, a war, a fight. But you say, if I keep malice with you, only God will settle us. You know what you're actually saying? You are saying you don't know God. That's what he's saying here. For beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. Hi! Some people, if they beef you, you can never fish. If they, oh my God, if they beef you, if they're at your back, you will feel eyes burning you. Some people, I'm sorry this one is tough, but I have to say it. Because we are growing as a church. Some people, X, this thing they call your ex, is that your ex may be a child of God. They mention the person's name, you are like, let him die or let her die. Everybody's quiet. Okay, let's leave that. Living and cleaving conference. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to scratch that wound. I'm sorry, please. For everyone that loveth is born of God. The next verse, everybody, verse 8. 1, 2, 3, go. He that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. Hey. He said, he did not just say God is a loving God. He said, God is love. He that loveth not, knoweth not God. There are some people, they can never be polite. Always harsh. Oh, what is it? Excuse me. God forbid, did I make you a customer care officer in the bank? The customers will never be cared for. As they are coming, and what is it? I'm going for lunch. What? Everything. He that loveth not, knoweth not God. For God is love. See after me. God is love. Bring me that. God is love. I'm a preacher of love. Tell you, I'm a preacher of love. If you know, you know. This one should get you thinking. That means no matter what you claim to know about God, if you don't have love, you don't know God. This is serious. 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 Let me add an extra one. This one will shake your bones. I've read it before in this church, but I'll read it again. 1 John 3 verse 14. 1 John chapter 3 verse 14. It says, we know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. Hey, Jesus Christ. Oh. Hey, God. He's saying, if you see a person amongst our midst who consistently does not love the brethren, it is we have the right to say he's not born again. In fact, we have the right to say he's still in spiritual death. He says, we know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Verse 15. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. And ye know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. Let me tell you something. Teaching love is one of the hardest things to do because it will test you. In fact, it will the subject of love is a yardstick of the depth of the real depth of your knowledge of God. It's a real depth because, oh my God, you'll be tested. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And so, what are the characteristics of this God kind of love? Of this love? Let me read verse 16. Before you go to this characteristics, verse 16. It says, hereby we perceive the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Oh my God. Everybody's quiet because, man, I don't like the way they talk to me. I don't like the way they treat me. Some people, I went to that church, they matched my soul and did not say sorry. He said you have to lay down your life, not just your toe. You know, something happened when I was coming in the plane. There was one man, he was looking, he was carrying his hand luggage. You know, some people, their own hand luggage is actually a full luggage that should not be hand luggage. But he was carrying it, and I was just sitting down where I was trying to meditate, you know, as man of God. Trying to just meditate. And I just heard, boom, on this side of my face, somebody's bag hit me. And the man did not say sorry. He was not passing again. He hit me in second. I wanted to say, I'm a fan. I wanted to say, you know, we talk sorry. And then I could feel the hand of God inside of me say, Let me tell you, that thing called is what the Bible calls dying to self. That's when you know that it's better you are stabbed. That thing. Oh my God. Some people will say that they can feel like a small child telling them, don't shout. Calm down. Just hold it. Worst case scenario is if you're now with somebody that likes quarrel and no go greet people. You say, and so I told you when I gave up on human beings, when I knew that, prepare your heart to love human beings, was when a man was driving. I cannot forget that Transamadi. He drove and hit somebody from the back, broke the person's bumper. Everybody around him came out. Everybody stopped their car and said, "Sir, you are at fault. Come down, you are at fault." This man came out with his big stomach, looked at everybody and said, "Ah, take their fault." that was when I was not in a car. I was just walking around and looking at it. I said, "Ah, I give up. My business, I give up." See, after me, I walk in love. So, what are the characteristics of the God kind of love? This love we are talking about, this love that God wants us to walk in and demonstrate, what are its characteristics? 1 Corinthians 13, from verse 1. We'll read to verse 8. 1 Corinthians 13, from verse 1 to verse 8. Let me tell you something. Even myself, I'm growing. Oh, we are growing. And every day, you should strive to grow higher in it. It says, "Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and I have not love." Remember, charity was supposed to be translated as love. Amen. "I am become a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. Though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith that so that I could move mountains, and have not love, I am nothing." This is how God views us. This is how God views these things. I'm telling you. It says, "And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing." Are you seeing this? Now, this is why we said charity is not really love. Because somebody can do this, and what will show the difference is that the motive. Somebody can do it as a charitable thing and make everybody know that this is what he's doing. They are just trying to do something, but deep down, the love is not there. Oh my God, let me say something. Have you seen people? They are nice to you as long as you are there for them. As long as they can use you to get something done, they are nice to you. The day you are no longer relevant to them, you become your enemy. Oh my God. That's what we are talking about. Somebody can be so nice to you as long as you are, for instance, as a pastor. I will say it. There have been times when something happened some years ago. We just started church. We're just very few members. Services, 5, 10. And my father and the Lord decided their branch in this city too. And so one person that was in our ministry just stopped coming. And we stopped seeing her. And so, the inaugural service of my father in the Lord's church, the day they opened, so we closed from service and I went to just greet him. And I saw the lady there. And immediately she saw me, she did like this. Like, you don't catch me. That kind of thing. And so I met her and I was like, why are you like this? Relax. I said, "Okay, you are here. That's fine." And since that day till today, I have loved her. In fact, she's surprised. Some people, if you're no longer attending, you are my enemy. You rebellious fool. I've come to discover, you see, for ministers, Jesus said, "No man cometh to me except the Father draw it." Even if God appears to a person can still decide. I've seen people who have told me, said, "You have appeared to me almost 30 times in my dream, but I have not come to church." And I said, "Why have you not joined the New Breed? Since all this time God has appeared to you, he said, I'm a big leader in where I am." I said, "Okay, I give up." You and God said to. Are you getting what I'm saying? I said, "I leave you to God." Eventually, human beings are human beings, but you must love them. Are you what I'm saying? Tell your neighbor, "I love you. I will walk in love." Praise the Lord. So, how do you identify the God kind of love? 1 Corinthians 13 from verse 4. Everybody, let's read. 1, 2, 3, go. "Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself. Is not puffed up." Oh my God. So, charity also ought to be translated as love, right? How many of you remember my explanation? So, love suffereth long, meaning love is long-suffering. Can I shock you?
I've seen people, they left New Breed. And when they discovered that I was still loving, they left and came back. Oh my God. Left and came back. It's long suffering. Imagine I did not see somebody in service and I just say, when I see the person, you're serious. You're a serious believer. Get out. Anybody's greetings. No. At least find out what happened. Are you with me? And this is part of the problems we have in relationship. They are dating somebody. The person does not call them one day. You don't know if the person is dead or alive. You just go to your status. In this life, I will not beg for attention. Charity suffereth long. Can't be long-suffering. Now, long-suffering is not long-dying. Let me explain. There are some people, they just foolishness, they say it's long-suffering. You are with a guy, when he gets angry, he will beat you, say, I'm long-suffering. No, yeah, they should go and buy caskets for you, you're never ready. Are you with me? Long-suffering is that you can see that there is going to be a change, there's going to be an improvement, but it's not just happening quickly. Are you with me? And you are being patient in the process. In the same way as a pastor, I've had members that, some there's a member that, oh, Jesus. You just feel like saying, God, I beg. But why? But you see, long-suffering. You keep praying for them, keep being patient. After a while, they become a giant. I said, that's your testimony in Jesus' name. He suffered long. Let's go to the next one. And is kind. See after me, is kind. Oh, now go back that verse 4. Charity suffered long and is kind. Now, some people you can also call long suffering endurance. They are enduring, but they are not kind. Oh, let me explain. So maybe you have a brother who is always getting on your nerves. And you are not reacting wrongly to him. You are just enduring the whole thing. But every day you are complaining. This person safe. So you are suffering long, but you are not kind about it. Every day you want to put it to the person's face that you are just managing you here. Let me give a good example. So somebody comes to stay in your house. The person is stranded. And since the person came, it's not really easy. You are enduring the person. You have to share your food. You have to share your space. You are just enduring the person. Are you with me? But every day, you make it know that we are just, man, you will be here. We just, God is just helping us. Every day, the person feels like, why am I even here? Are you with me? He's saying that don't just endure. In your endurance, be kind. Are you getting me? Now, I know that there are some other people. Now, this is the balance. There are some other people. Ah, my God. It's not just endurance. They will show you shaggy. It just has to get to the point where you say, please, we have tried. Be going. Bye-bye. I'm telling you. Okay, let me not talk about that. I've talked about that a lot of times. Guy that was stealing remains more for kilos. I'm telling you. Because we're enduring. A time came we had to say, guy, go. What is it? You've stolen one laptop. They caught you. Instead of you to repent, you've gathered boys to plan to steal again. That means you have signed to darkness. Praise the Lord. So let's continue. So after me, I have endurance. I am kind. The next one, love envieth not. This one is hard. I will not even lie. This one. Envieth not. You and somebody, you came out of school the same time. When you are still getting, we are sorry to inform you that you cannot continue with this interview. You hear that the person has been employed by Shirley. You're like, oh, are you serious? And you are shouting, are you serious in your mind? Like, God, when? Then you are still try to get a job. You just see, you now come on social media 2 days later. You just see somebody putting a ring in her hand. And I said, yes. Hey, wow, you are still, okay, I can manage. Then before you know, you just see belly, the stomach has come out. Her and her husband just pose. One more about to be added to the family. Say, hey, God. You now, that's when envy can come out in different ways. Lord, am I a spoon? Lord, am I a toothpick? All those kind. How can you be happy for somebody genuinely and not hate the person? You know, there is a way somebody can make so much progress if you're not careful. The Adamic nature will make you to begin to hate the person. Do you know what I'm talking about? You can just... It takes a level of training to say, Father, thank you. Because if you can do this for my brother, you are also going to do it for me. If you can touch my neighbor, that means you are in my neighborhood. Yes. See, it takes training, I'm telling you. It will not happen automatically because the human nature is designed to envy, is designed to hate. Finally, for today, we will not go too far. Oh, this one, I will talk about it. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. Put it in NLT. So, love actually is not puffed up or vaunted not itself. There are some people, they know how to talk about themselves so loud that every other person will feel down around them. Do you know people like that? It happens a lot in music ministry. The person will talk about how he has 1 million streams, one this. The person will talk about it so much. There are some people that they cannot survive in a place where they are not talking about themselves. Oh my God. They like to talk about themselves. They are only comfortable when they are around people they are better than. Oh my God. They like to be around people where they can show them, I pass you, I pass you, I pass you, I pass you. I'm the Chakaban. Vaunted not itself. Somebody brings something. Oh, see what I'm doing. You're still trying. You're still. They always have this nuance of, You are not in my level. Vaunted not itself. You know, if God, ministry, God help us. God, you are our help. You know, one day I was in a pastor went to see another pastor and some pastors, young pastors like, we're all young ministers. And one was just talking. You see, our ministry, my ministry, we have this in Bayelsa, we have this in Lagos, we have this in... And he was just talking about his ministry, what they are doing. You see, the way he talked, I said, we thank God. God has been faithful to us. I just carried my Bible and said, God, you still call me. Now, the way I responded in that place, you would think that... New breed, all we have is 3 members, 2 chairs. So one day something happened, and one of them that was in that meeting came here. When he walked into the hall, I could see the demeanor in his face. Like, he was like, you know, there are people, because of your demeanor, they expect it to be, you should have been louder. I don't know, God will help our generation. There are some things we need to learn. One called me, said, man of God, you have results. Yeah, I said, see, the journey just started. He has any results. Tell us, born minister standing before 800,000 people, and while he was preaching, Jesus appeared in the sky. Read it, it's in history. Jesus appeared in the sky, and people from their wheelchairs were standing up. Miracles happened so much that he ran away from the crusade. He ran away to his hotel room. People were chasing him. He hurriedly had to take flight the next day and leave the country because the miracles were too much. Then one is calling me, you have results. Sir, if I were you, you know what I would do? I would. Are you what I'm saying? Taylor's one was still preaching. Jesus appeared in the sky. Muslims got born again. They were getting born again on the spot. It vaunted not itself. It vaunted not itself. Some people, they are too boastful. Eh?
Every smart thing, that one doesn't know what he's doing. You have a comment for everybody.
They just have a way of putting everybody down. They have a way of making everybody feel like they are nothing.
People should come around you and feel like, I have a hope. For instance, somebody told me, made a statement to me, and I didn't even notice until the person told me. The person said, Pastor, the way you relate with us, we don't even know who is the highest giver in church. I said, so what do you expect? He said, from where are you coming from? Oh, sir. The people that give millions, there's a way. There's a way you handle them. There's the people that, if 1K come up from their life, we bless God. There's a way you handle them. When the person that is giving millions comes, oh, God bless you. I love you, brother. When the other one that is giving 200, say, what is it? You are blessed. What? Say, bless you, daddy. What? What? Any problem? What is it? Protocol. Can't you do your job? Love vaunted not itself. God is going to bless you. I thought you say amen. God is going to bless us. I said the hand of God is mighty on us to bless us. But when he blesses us, may blessing not change you. May you not drive an SUV and destroy people in keke. I'm telling you. He vaunted not itself. Because God bless you with SUV now. The brothers that you normally carry to drop on the road, you say, no, they cannot. They will use their unholy bodies to stay in this car. So now, I want to give you a key. How do we walk in love? You see, one common mistake that has been made in the preaching and teaching of love is that when we talk like this, people think that, okay, the next thing to do is to let me try my own efforts to be more patient, to be more kind. You must do that. Are you with me? But your effort without something else will be in futility. Have you been in a situation where you were trying to be nice, but at the point it seemed that you ran out of niceness? Have you been there before? Have you been in a situation where you wish you did not react so much, but you reacted much? You were like, why did I just get angry like that? Have you been in a situation where you wanted to forgive and you wanted to just be nice about it and just be gentle about it, but you saw yourself acting in a way that you felt like, I should not act like this, but you're acting that way? If it has happened to you before, let me see. You know the problem? Because even in the practice of love, there is still the struggle between your flesh and your spirit. Did you hear what I said? Even in the practice of love, there is still a struggle between your flesh and your spirit. So, listen. Oh, my God. Remember what we read when the Bible says, he that loveth not, knoweth not God. So, it is the knowing of God that makes you to love. Oh, my God. If you get what I just said. There is a way you will know God. It will begin to affect your heart to make you a kind of person. The Bible says in Genesis 4 verse 1 that Adam knew his wife. It's that kind of knowledge. It's not just mental knowledge. It's a level of intimacy you will have with God. The Bible says, and Adam knew his wife and produced Cain. So there is a way you will have a knowledge of God, or there is a way you will be intimate with God, that there will be a fruit. Are you with me? So, just like Adam knew his wife relating to sexual intercourse, there is a way a man and woman will come together and the fruit of their coming together will be a baby. In the same way, when the Holy Ghost comes in contact with your spirit, the fruit of the spirit is love. Do you get what I just said? When your walk with God and your walk with the spirit becomes strong, the natural birth that will produce is love. That is why who noticed this thing during fasting? There is a way you give yourself to prayer and fasting. What that made you angry normally? You'll be noticing that you will be struggling to react. Then there are people who now want to destroy what the Holy Ghost is doing. So now they discover that somebody is trying to annoy them, but they are not annoyed, so they will force themselves to be annoyed. Or the Holy Ghost has made them to forgive somebody, they will say, but I will not let him go. Say, I've forgiven him, but
How would I just let that thing go? You see, there is a struggle between the flesh and the spirit. The Holy Ghost is making you to forgive, but you are trying to stamp your ground that I must be a man of the flesh. Someone say, I hear. There have been people that annoyed me. The way I forgive them, I was angry. I was like, how will I just... This thing is not paining me again. No, it must pain me. Who remembers that meme? It is not me that forgave you. It's not me that forgave you. It's me that forgave you. What's that very funny grammatical blunder? So the Bible says the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. In the same way that you can spend time with God and the Holy Ghost in your heart will make you joyful in such a way that even it's beyond your circumstances. It's beyond what you are going through. It's beyond what you are facing. In the same way, you can walk with God and the Holy Ghost to make you love beyond what you are facing. And that's why people will look at us and they will wonder how, in spite of everything, we are still loving. Because listen, it's not just about our energy again. The Holy Ghost is endearing us to make us that way. Are you with me? The Holy Ghost is the engine inside. The engine inside. Romans 5 verse 5. As we begin to round up. Romans 5 verse 5. Oh, so the Bible is saying, if the Holy Ghost is in your heart, if you and the Holy Ghost have a proper intercourse, Kai, there will be a fruit. He said, look at this. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given to us. How many of you have noticed that if you don't pray for a while, you start feeling anxious and angry? But if you come for service and you worship and pray, it's like, see, it's as though that anger begins to calm down. In the same way, oh my God, there is a way your spiritual life will be so down, you'll be angry without reason. You not even know why, any small thing. What's the matter? Somebody else looked at you in a certain way. What is it? You are just angry. Every little thing angry is proof that your walk with the Holy Ghost is dwindling. Your spiritual life is dwindling. So as I round up, I want to tell you, to walk in love, the first step is to repair your walk with God. Repair it. There are so many distractions. So you see your phone. I believe our phone in this day and time is the biggest distraction we ever have. One day I knew that I need to deal with my phone. It was one day I decided to do something. I said I would put my phone off for 1 hour. In that 1 hour, I picked up the phone and did like this. Then it dawned on me it was off. I did that like 3 times. I said, okay, now we'll start doing drills. I will tell myself one day, 20 hours, no phone. Let me see if my hand will be doing like this. Distractions to your walk with God. This February, many of you decided that in this new year, you'll be praying 1 hour every day. One month has gone. You see this February? Yeah, we will fight. Midnight encounter starts on Monday. 11:30 to 12:30. We'll do it for 300 nights. Every night, a balakotoria. If you cannot pray in tongues, you will pray. We will pray, we will worship every night. Every night. This year is quantum leaps. We'll not go grieve for the devil. Left for me, I wanted to declare the whole year fasting. But I said, let me calm down before somebody will wake up one morning and I'm about to eat and say, Pastor David. Pastor David. So the first step is to repair your walk with God, your relationship with God. Repair your altar. Take our time to worship. Take our time to pray. Don't just wake up in the morning and just go to Facebook and say, who commented on my post? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And secondly, as you repair your walk with God, you can now begin to make efforts. Are you with me? So now you discover that when you repair your walk with God, your effort will not just be about your own energy alone. It will be God working in you both to will and to do. God will be the one empowering you, engineering you to forgive, to love, to respond that way. And let me tell you something. Sometimes, the reason why we don't love and we don't respond in forgiveness and all of that is because we have internal wounds. Are you with me? Do you know that internal wounds are real? Have you been so pained that you felt a serious pain on your chest? Like somebody said something to you so bad that you could feel it physically on your body. Has it happened before? That's to tell you that emotional wounds are real. But let me tell you one of the things that God does as we worship and stay with Him. It is that He heals us. So that's what the Bible says in Psalms 23. That He restoreth my soul. Your emotions is in the seat of your soul. So when you stay with God, what happens? Your soul is restored. It's, oh my God, it's called factory reset. Sky. So even if you have had 15 breakups, you can stay with God and He will reset your soul. Ah, are you with me? He can reset you, and all the pain of what you've lost, all the money you've lost, all the time you've lost, He can reset you and you become new. So after me, Lord, I walk in love. Your love in my heart overflows. Just exalt Him right now. Thank Him. I'm a man of love. I'm a woman of love. Oh, saparakatelia masukratina. Exalt Him right now.